Almost 14 minutes to seven. In spite of all opposition from the police, the King of Pain is back and sitting on the turntable, looking very pleased with himself too.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Minutes to seven and Sunshine Breakfast. Here's Kajagoogoo. Gajagoogoo's Big Apple. Almost 5 minutes to seven. Looking forward to the weekend, are we? Well, that's just as well, because it's here anyway. Here's Randy Crawford, hanging on to the nightline.
Calling on the nightline, waking me up. Calling on the nightline, can't get enough. Calling on the nightline, whisper in my ear.
Thank you.
2 minutes to seven, and news is next.
Good morning cup, made with Lion's tea bags at 7 o'clock.
Sunshine 101.
The Doreen companies close today. Good morning, this is Paula Daly. The various Doreen Holdings companies closed today with the loss of over 340 jobs. In Dublin yesterday, the workers, members of the ITGWU, staged a demonstration in protest at their redundancy offer. The company has offered them the statutory minimum in redundancy money because it claimed it couldn't afford to pay any more, according to Mr. Dennis Carr, a union spokesman. However, the workers say that employees at one of the companies, Jack Toohey's Limited, are being paid 60% above the absolute minimum. Latest reports from the Caribbean island of Grenada suggest the death toll from the shooting incident in which the Prime Minister, Mr. Bishop, was killed may be higher than was originally thought. It's known that three other senior ministers and a number of civilians were killed in the shooting. But now the government-controlled radio station has spoken of many people being shot. No figures were given, but the radio said victims included women and school children. And there have been unconfirmed reports of mass arrests of Mr. Bishop's followers. A senior United States official has said there's mounting evidence that Cuba was involved in the military coup in Grenada. Meanwhile, the leaders of 13 Caribbean nations are to have an emergency meeting this weekend to discuss possible sanctions against the new military rulers. Beirut Radio says agreement has been reached between the warring factions in Lebanon on a new location for peace talks. The radio said talks would be in a friendly country, and last night the Syrian foreign minister said the talks would take place in Geneva. But another report said the Lebanese embassy in Bern might be the venue instead. A delegation of 50 Irish businessmen are to travel to Saudi Arabia today, seeking export contracts to that country. The visit follows the signing yesterday of the first economic and technical cooperation agreement between the countries. The Minister for Labour, Mr. Kavanagh, is leading the delegation, which consists mostly of representatives of the service industries. The head of the Agriculture and Economics Department at UCD has warned against what he called blind opposition to the milk superlevy proposed by the EEC. Professor Seamus Sheehy said that unless a superlevy of some kind is agreed upon by the community's members, a severe depression will hit Irish agriculture, which he said would be as bad as that of the 1930s. Professor Sheehy was speaking at a meeting in Dublin, organised by the Regional Studies Association. A young man in his 20s is helping Gardaí with their inquiries into the death of a 64-year-old woman whose body was found in Fairgreen in Drogheda last night. She was named as Mrs. Catherine Carroll, a widow who lived in Georgia Street. The man was detained near the scene. And finally, three Irish people who were cleared by a French court of having arms and explosives have been ordered to leave France by Monday, but it's reported they've applied for political asylum. The case against Michael Plunkett, Stephen King and Mary Read was dropped when it was found that some evidence against them had been rigged. Now Sunshine's weather word. A dry day with bright or sunny spells, rather cool with temperatures reaching a high of 12 or 13 degrees Celsius. Light easterly winds are force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay, and the current Dublin temperature 8 degrees Celsius. This is Sunshine Radio News Dublin. The next bulletin is at 8 o'clock.
It's a good, good morning, Sunshine Radio. Even though I'm in love, sometimes I get so afraid, I'll say something so wrong, just to have something to say. I know the moment is right to tell the girl a comical line to keep the conversation high. But if that's how I feel, then it's the best feeling I've ever known. It's undeniably real. Leave a tender moment alone. Yes, I know I'm in love. But just when I ought to relax, I put my foot in my mouth. Avoiding the fact, if the girl gets too close, if I need some room to escape when the moment arrives, I tell her it's all a mistake, but that's not how I feel. No, that's not the woman I know. She's undeniably a tender moment alone. But it's not only me breaking down when the tension gets high. Just when I'm in a serious mood, she is suddenly quiet and shy. Change the attitude tonight. I've run out of places to hide, and if that's how I feel, then it's the best feeling I've ever known. It's undeniably real. Oh, leave a tender moment alone.
Seven, leave a tender moment alone, says Billy Joel, and I'd love to. But Selena Khan's mother wants to wish her a happy birthday. So, happy birthday, Selena, from Mammy and Kizzy. Here's Summer Breeze from the Isley Brothers. Long gone, if you ask me, that Summer Breeze.
No, 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 no. Swore. My mind.
worry, everything's alright. Jasmine's in bloom, July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Oh, summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Ten minutes past seven. Good morning. Sunshine breakfast here. Deirdre Mullen saying, get up. Here's hot chocolate.
What do the lonely do on Sundays? What do they do? Well, does nobody care? Do they make through to Mondays? Or with a heart filled with pain, do they just disappear? I tried so hard. Play it real cool, girl, when you say I was out of your heart. I tried so hard to keep my true feelings inside, but you make me cry. Tears on the telephone, tears on the telephone, you make me cry. Tears on the telephone, how could you just out of the blue say to get back to you, but you're not taking no call. I told you that I didn't care when you said we were through. I'd find someone new. I heard myself say, girl, I can live without you. But you made me cry. Tears on the telephone. Do they do for the rest of the week? The pain is never ending, and there just ain't no way I can take anymore. I tried so hard to play it real cool, girl, when you said I was out of your heart. I tried so hard to keep my true feelings inside, but you make me cry. Tears on the telephone.
Thirteen minutes past seven with hot chocolate and sunshine breakfast. Aries, what fun you're going to have today. Your ego will suffer a series of blows. However, the weekend should be good. People with flatter egos always have more fun, they say. Taurus, financial reward today will be less than expected. Have a chat with the boss or the taxman or whoever. And Gemini, something has gone seriously wrong with a plan of yours. Don't worry, it didn't matter anyway. Here's Paul Young.
I won't be satisfied till you're by my side. Don't wait any longer. Come back.
Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you ever
come back and stay? Said goodbye. I was trying to hide what I felt inside till you passed me by. You said you'd return. You said that you'd be mine till the end of time. But I'm waiting longer. Why don't you come back?
Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay.
You come back, please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Just come back and stay for good this time.
Did you ever
come back and stay for good this time?
Radio na Grenia, Coig 3-9.
Take time for your pleasure and laugh with love. Take the hand of another and sing for the wings of a dove. When you're walking around, don't think for a moment of looking.
madness at almost 21 minutes past seven. And now, let's take a look at the morning papers. First of all, the Irish Independent tells us that the PMPA chairman, Joe Moore, declared last night that he would fight tooth and nail for his company. Another story tips Mrs. Colley as a hot favourite for the Dublin Central Doyle seat. The Irish Times takes a slightly different angle in that story. Its headline reads, Mrs. Colley seeks Fianna Fáil nomination. The fact that PMPA's insurance policies will still be valid after the High Court's move is the main story in the Times. And in the Irish press, yet another angle on the PMPA story is taken. Top PMPA man sent home on leave, reports Ray O'Hanlon. Here's Billy Joel's new one. It's Uptown Girl. Four minutes past seven and Sunshine Breakfast. Attention, cinema lovers. It's competition time. You can win two tickets to the Carlton Cinemas by answering this question. One of the original film roles of Tarzan was played by an Olympic swimmer. What was his name? Ring 460-400 only and now.
460-400. Remember yesterday.
Sunshine 101.
Sunshine.
Your endearing mother called today.
Did you see Lisa?
Yes, I saw Lisa.
Is that why you're angry?
I wasn't angry.
Maybe a little.
Not even maybe.
Must be the weather.
Now don't be a baby.
Well, how am I supposed to feel with all the things you don't reveal? And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
What are you saying?
Do you still want her?
Baby, stop playing.
Really, I mean it. Can you forget her?
Baby, now stop it. You should know better. I know this is hard to do, but there's no one for me but you. And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like.
But that's okay, you don't have to look so glum.
Do you still love me?
Yes, I still love you.
You mean you're not just being nice?
Not just being nice.
Do you feel sleepy?
Oh, you're so sincere. Yes, I feel sleepy.
Well, slide over here, cause I may not be all that bright, but I know how to hold you tight. And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
And we can thank our lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
Sunshine 101, playing the hits for you at 29 minutes past 7. That was Dean Friedman from 1978 and Lucky Stars. And the first person to answer the question in our cinema competition correctly was Declan O'Donnell of 76 Santry Close in Santry, who said that Johnny Weissmuller was the Olympic swimming champion who played Tarzan in the early days. Quite right, and congratulations. And today's weather. Dry with bright or sunny spells, rather cool with temperatures reaching a high of 12 or 13 degrees Celsius. Light easterly winds are force 2 to 3 in Dublin Bay, and the current Dublin temperature is 8 degrees Celsius, and that's not too bad. Here's Elton John.
Well, she looked up reaching the dress she made when she was still a mama's little girl. And when she walked down the aisle, everybody smiled at her innocence and curls. And when the preacher said, is there anyone here got a reason why they shouldn't wait? I should have stuck up my hand. I should have got up to stand. And this is what I should have said.
trickling down her pretty face. And when he slipped on the ring, I knew everything would never be the same again. But if the groom would have known he'd have had a fit about his wife and the things we did.